Actually, yeah. Do it from both sides so we can edit from.
No, don't be shy.
No, you'll start off somewhere. This will be edited out, okay? Whatever you don't want, we'll edit out. So,
whatever we choose to, we'll edit out.
Start
from the time when you used to stand in the corner to save lives because...
When Catholic school. They teach you.
Where is
you have two objectives in life. One, go to heaven. And the second objective is to serve. This is what I got out of it. To serve those in need of the basic necessities of life. So these are two objectives. So how to go to heaven? That's what used to be my problem when I was a boy. Because that's what you learn in the Catholic school.
Did you think about this?
Yes, I thought about this. And there was one thing, you used to wear a scapular. You went to Catholic school, but you don't know all the insights of the going to heaven thing. So it's something you wear, like it has a tag here with Jesus' picture on one side, Mary on the other, and there's one in the back. If you're wearing that, when you die, you go to heaven. Otherwise, you have to keep going to confession all the time. Then you have to be in a pure state when you die to go to heaven. Another way, you can save someone who is about to die. You can save that person, but die yourself. That's a sure ticket. So I said, this seems like the easiest way to do it. So we used to have a playtime at the school. And at the playtime, we had to cross the street to this park. And this used to be traffic. Nuns used to stop the traffic, the nuns and everything, but still turns. So I would think, I'll wait on the corner and let all the kids go by. I thought, if the car is going to come and hit one of these kids, I'm going to jump in the street, push the person out, get splattered by the car, and go straight to heaven. I thought this was a sure ticket. But it didn't work, because I never got the opportunity. No one ever got, partially killed. So that didn't work. I used to have a priest. There was some priest there. He used to go skiing all the time. And his mother would give him money for skiing, and he felt very guilty about it because it's such an indulgence to him. He'd take a couple of boys. He would take me and my friend. He would, rent us skis, and then he had his own skis and everything. And we just see him zipping by now and then. But when he was driving to the ski slopes, it was usually winter, snow-covered roads and everything, and he would drive so fast. And he's a priest, and I was very scared to sit in front. And I was always sitting in the back, and I used to think, oh, he drives like this, we're all going to be killed. But what does he care? He's a priest. He's going to heaven. What about me? What about my friend? He's not thinking about us. So this is what we used to think about in those days, going to school, about going to heaven. I even went to a seminary. They used to recruit them very young. That's the problem. That's why all these priests had these problems. They don't know their vasanas and things like this. At young, you have these ideals. You get them from the teachers and the nuns and the priests. But they used to recruit from 7th or 8th grade, and you go through school, high school, and then you go through college right there in the seminary. So I had an idea to go to the seminary. I could become a priest and get the ticket to go to heaven. And so I went there, for a week or so just to try it out. But it was totally different than what I expected. So the recruiter, the priest, he took us into his big office. He had this big oak table.
Seventh
grade? How old are you? Eighth grade?
13.
Yeah, like that. So he had this big table and a big chair in the back. He sat there, and like three of us boys from the school. I'm going to St. Francis of Assisi School. And so we're sitting in the chairs looking up, and he takes up this box and he puts it on top of the desk and he starts pulling things out of this box. And what does he start doing? Magic tricks. He's doing magic tricks. He's entertaining us. And he thought this is what kids enjoy, my age, which is true, but that's not why I was coming there for. Then he took us to the gymnasium, and he was such a star basketball player, he could throw it from half court and swish it, And then we would, play outside football games. It was like a school, like a boys' school. Even one of the boys said, come here, I want to show you something. He goes into the woods next to the football, the football court there, and we go into the woods there, and he pulls out a pack of cigarettes. Would you like a cigarette? So then I spent a week there, and then they had mass in the morning, and then they, you go to school, like a regular school, and this was like go through high school, junior high school, mm-hmm. then the college is there also. You become a missionary, because I thought I could become a missionary, go to Africa, serve poor people in villages and things, make huts and stuff like this, you know. This is the way to go to heaven. One of the ways, my other plans weren't working, you know. So, but then I got disillusioned about the whole seminary thing because it wasn't like I expected. I thought, you know, these boys would be singing psalms, like floating on air, all angelic and everything. It wasn't like that. So when I got back, I told the nun, you know, one of the nuns, I said, it wasn't like I thought it would be, you know. I don't know if I would feel at home, you know, just like another school, I mean. And she said, well, don't worry about it. If you have the calling, you'll know it, and you won't have any doubts. So I was a simpleton, you know. So I lay awake at night saying, okay, God, say something. You know, call him. Call my name, Dennis, you know. And I was a simpleton. You know, I thought she meant orally I would hear the calling. But later on, I understood what she meant. You know, if you have the calling, then you have the conviction this is what you want to dedicate your life to. You have no doubts, and you can throw yourself into it 100%, which is important, especially in spiritual life. So she gave me good advice. It just took me a while to understand it. So that's part one. We'll visit part two next time.